Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get right down to business, shall we?
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Get down to business.
We're in the business of being in business, and we're doing business.
We're in the business of winning.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I push this button, and away we go.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
It's Friday!
Yeah!
Oh, good morning. You did it. Congratulations. Give yourself a big old bear hug.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Yeah. Can we just huddle up for a minute, guys?
Yeah.
Can we just grab? Just hold on to each other.
This is a hard week. I got to be honest with you. It really felt like it was stumbling across the finish line here.
But you know what?
We did it.
We're here.
We did it.
Yes. Exactly. 607. A high today of 42. I hate to say it, but there is a possibility of snow.
Why?
No.
Yeah.
Fall spring.
I know.
Gosh.
I'm sorry. In fact, it looks like we're going to peak early with the temp, and then it just goes back down.
I'm just going to go outside and flip the sky off. I am so tired of this. Just be warm.
Jackson sporting his Real Salt Lake jersey.
Yeah, I love it. Look at sports
football. It's so cozy.
It's fantastic.
It's so cozy. Yeah. I just curl up and it's nice.
RSL has their home opener tomorrow against the Vancouver Whitecaps. We're going to give you tickets at 7 and 9 o'clock this morning. Monroe and I were hanging out late last night all the way till 8 p.m.
Dude, I was so tired.
Right?
So tired,
And we're going to kind of recap dinner.
I want because I want all the details.
We have a lot to talk about.
A lot happened during the dinner with Betty Who last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This sounds dramatic.
It was a very busy 2 hours.
Okay.
But we did have dinner with artist Betty Who. And
is she amazing?
She really is.
Yeah.
I love her so much. I'm so sad I couldn't go last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just a gem.
Yeah, she was. You never know what you're going to get when you bring out an artist.
Right.
Some are cool, some are not. And she was so friendly. She tried to involve everyone in the conversation.
She did a toast.
She did a toast.
Very classy.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love her.
You can see photos are up on our Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. I wanted to play for you guys this audio because there's this video of a string quartet. And they're playing at a fancy Russian party, okay? They're all dressed up. It's the rich Russians. I don't know. What are they called? The oligarchs?
They do that.
Yeah. And a bartender pops a cork to fill up one of the giant pyramid of champagne glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have
like
you ever
those.
Seen that? Yeah, and they pour it in. And it trickles
and
down
it
beautifully.
Down.
And then everyone laughs. And then you pick one up and you take it and you cheers each other.
You just get champagne everywhere. It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, it does. It trickles down in this glorious waterfall. You haven't stacked them the right way then,
okay.
I take it.
Anyway.
Here's what happened. That's a string quartet, in case you were wondering.
Okay. Classy.
Yeah, right?
That was me.
Oh my gosh.
That was me.
That was you?
That was me. If I was at a fancy party like that.
That would be you.
I would cause that, yep.
Did you hear?
It went on for so long.
That's how many glasses.
There are so many glasses. Yeah. They just kept falling.
Right?
That's hilarious.
How awesome is that? In some ways, isn't it better than seeing the champagne trickle down?
Uh-huh.
To
so
see it all
somebody,
fall.
So was it somebody stumbled into it? Or
no, the bartender popped the cork, and the cork hit one of the glasses. It's like Jenga. If you take the wrong piece, it all comes tumbling down. And that's what happened. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's kick off our Friday. Monroe, what do you got for a pocket full of sunshine?
Well, let's go from Russia to Sweden.
Mm.
Okay, the Swedish government, they're funding an experiment that's going to pay you. How expensive is it to live in Sweden? Think it's expensive?
I would say, I don't know.
$2,300 a month.
Okay.
You think that would get you nice?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
they
know.
They make a lot more money, though, so I think their stuff is more expensive.
Everything's just more expensive in Europe.
$2,300 a month, okay? They're going to pay you to do nothing for the rest of your life.
Well, all right.
Thank God someone's coming to my aid.
So,
I'm so sick of working.
The employee's only requirement will be to clock in and out of a train station every single day. The selected worker will...
Hold on. What? Just any random train station? They'll just assign you a different train station?
I think it might be a specific one. Okay. They're going to be free to do whatever they want during work hours. The job's going to begin in 2026. It includes raises and vacation time.
To do nothing.
To do nothing. You just have to go to this train station and clock in and out every single day, and they will give you $2,300 a month.
All right, according to this Google site, the cost of living in Sweden is quite high.
Yeah.
Stockholm is the most expensive. It costs about 33,000 SEKs a month. Now, I know you're asking me, what does that mean? I don't know.
Okay.
That's about as far away as I got.
Well, you answered nothing.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
You did a whole lot of not answering anything.
I did my part. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I did the research.
No.
What research?
Right, you did the wrong research.
I asked the questions that no one else would ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if you can live on $2,300 a month in Sweden, John.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, absolutely you can. There you go.
Not comfortably, though, maybe. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, we have got to stop talking right now.
Sweden? Okay, that's the good news.
Okay.
Is a job opening for somebody to do nothing.
How does one sign up for it?
Applications are going to be accepted starting in 2025. So you got to start getting your resume together. You got to start, you know.
Oh, so I could get really good at doing nothing by that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of prep that goes into this.
You're on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I really
You're doing
am.
A nice job.
I really am.
Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. Debate broke out yesterday in the House of Representatives. And when you hear that, you're like, ugh,
yeah,
it's
right?
going to get political. Yeah. Well, the problem is that Democrat Mark Pocan took a jab at Nickelback, talking about how there was a really low census number, and he's like, that's about the same amount of Nickelback fans. And things sort of spiral out of control from there.
Only four wanted to keep this provision. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow.
That my colleague from Wisconsin, I know he did not mean to offend the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans in his district in Wisconsin. I'll stand here to save you from doing that and have to face the political consequences at the ballot box. And yes, I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist that I listen to on a regular basis and was ridiculed by that when I posted my playlist one time. And I know some in this chamber, even up at the dais, are still laughing about that.
He took that really personal when he posted that playlist. Uh-huh. He harbored that for a really long time.
I just love the idea that this old Republican is just posting his running playlist on Facebook. Like, hey guys, I'm gonna go ahead and say that this is not the one on his workout.
You don't think
playlist.
That's what he was running
was
to?
What it was?
Really?
How do you work out to that?
Huh. What other Nickelback song would you put on
are
there?
You kidding me? Rockstar, probably. If you were gonna do one, like,
yeah. Man,
yeah. Yeah. No, continue with this story. I have more Nickelback to play for everyone.
That is really gross. Anyway, so Rodney Davis is the name of the Republican who just laid all of his love for Nickelback out there on the line.
And he's willing to take the consequences at the ballot.
That's right. Yeah, he is.
But not right now. I know you're wondering. They all sound like that.
And they're all great for that reason.
Oh, yep, sure is. Alfonso Ribeiro, we talked a little bit a while ago that he was suing Fortnite because in Fortnite, the characters, when they do something cool, they do a little dance.
Yeah.
The Carlton dance
and they
is what
do,
they do.
Well, one of the dances that they do is the Carlton. So Carlton, the guy that played him, is suing Fortnite. He actually just dropped his lawsuit. His lawyers said he did it voluntarily because, well, he didn't copyright it.
Oh.
He applied for a copyright back in the day, and they told him that it was just a generic couple of dance moves. You can't copyright that.
I was wondering if you could copyright, could you copyright the moonwalk back in the day? Is that copyrighted?
I don't know.
There's
I
only
don't
a
think
few,
so.
Like, iconic dance moves that everyone knows.
Here's
right.
The thing. It's art, though. Like, it's the Carlton dance. Everybody knows it as the Carlton dance.
In fact, when Liam did it for me for the first time, because he does the Fortnite dances, I was like, oh, it's the Carlton. And he's like, no, it's called, I don't remember what it was called. And I'm like, wow, they ripped something off.
Yeah.
Like, if enough people know that, give him a taste. Give him a few pennies upon the dollar.
Give him 80 bucks a month.
He stole it from Courtney. Courtney Cox did that exact same dance on Bruce Springsteen's stage. No. He admitted later that he stole it from Courtney Cox.
No, she was just a poor dancer. He had rhythm.
Okay. I think the whole point of that dance was to prove he did not have rhythm.
What?
I don't know if you missed the nuance, the finer points.
I did not.
Of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That was the problem with the show. It went over my head too often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alfonso had previously dropped a similar lawsuit against the makers of NBA 2K because I guess the NBA players were doing that dance. So why did you try again? If you already lost once, why did you try again?
I don't know.
It baffles the mind. It's just like when people listen to Nickelback and they're like, oh, this is terrible. It's like, yeah, you already knew it was terrible.
Oh, why you gotta do that, huh?
I don't know.
Why you
got
to be like that? Why you got to remind me something like that? Here we go.
No.
Never did. I couldn't cut it as a poor man healing.
Tired of living like a blind man. Oh my gosh.
That is the showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Jackson.
I want to be done.
So last night, we ended up doing a very special dinner. We had a contest where we invited listeners to compete on Instagram for dinner with Betty Who. Betty Who is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's
super great.
Yeah, she's awesome. She played at the Complex just last year. She's coming back in June of this year.
Yeah.
And we took five listeners out to dinner with Betty Who to Chili Teppan.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Mexican restaurant downtown over by Vivint, and it was really nice. They set up like this really long table, and they fed us till we burst. Like,
good.
There was food everywhere.
We couldn't fit all the food on the table.
Yeah,
there was so much food.
Yeah, exactly. Is that some weird audio?
Yeah, my computer.
Oh, okay.
Apparently the audio is on.
I thought that was someone yelling in the hallway. So we go to dinner and we're sitting there and we're all starting to kind of like dish up, right? And Monroe's like, John, can you hand me a piece of chicken? And I'm like trying to get her a piece of chicken and I try to pull it out. And at that point, the leverage of the chicken underneath a unknown shrimp that was kind of like soaking at the time in some kind of like
mojajete.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and the oil flipped out and smacked Monroe.
No. It didn't just flip out and smack me, okay? It got dumped on my lap. That's what happened.
So you poured something all over
I
her.
Poured.
It was like taking a ladle. It was a ladle of chicken with a bunch of oily, greasy stuff, and he dumped it.
It
all
was
over
a
me.
Shrimp that had been soaking for a long time. And so when that happens, there's a lot of moisture inside.
Yeah,
and so it just smacked and burst like a water balloon.
The whole table, it was so bad. The whole table was like, oh.
Yeah, we've already had a listener text in and be like, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Right, yeah. So I did what only a normal person would do.
Start trying to dry her off.
I ate the shrimp.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted
to. That's a normal thing.
He picked it up off my leg and ate the shrimp.
Oh my God. You are a trash monster.
People.
What is wrong with you?
No. In front of people.
In front of listeners, Jackson.
We're supposed to put our best foot forward here.
Supposed to be.
In front of Betty Who. I guarantee Betty Who, last night on the plane back to L.A.,
told
was like,
everyone.
Oh my gosh, did you see that guy that ate a piece of shrimp off that girl's leg?
It's so gross.
So that happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we're there at dinner and we're sitting around and we're talking and we're having a fun time and everyone's getting over the fact that I spilt on Monroe. And, you know, it's late for us. You know, we go to bed usually around like 8 p.m. because we're up so early.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what happens is around like 7, your body really starts to shut down on you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You start getting in sleepy mode.
Yeah, exactly. So Monroe decided just to lean in on the fact that she was in sleepy mode and she checked out.
I didn't mean to.
Like,
wow.
She was gone from the conversation completely and just sat there as if she was asleep, but her eyes were still open.
But way too open. She just kept staring at you.
I would like you to see the photo.
It's called resting pirate face.
One eye is almost completely asleep, but the other one is still fighting to stay awake.
Like, my mouth even is like trying to keep
you
my eyes
like
open.
You look like you bit into a lemon.
I'm really
bit full mouthed right into a lemon. You have sour face.
It's resting pirate face. I didn't know I had resting pirate face.
So that happened, and
Betty, so Betty who felt welcomed.
So Betty who.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Okay, the way that I was sitting, so they didn't have me like sitting next to Betty who. There was, we had kind of a couple few less seats than we should have.
Right. Yeah, we need a little bit bigger of an area.
So I was literally. Have you ever been that close to somebody?
You were on like
I wasn't across the table. I was like literally in her peripheral vision.
Yeah.
We were really close.
The blind spot. That's where like Monroe
was
situated.
Yeah, I was in her blind spot.
Betty would turn and be like, ah, yeah. I forgot you were there.
Yeah. Right. I was in a really awkward spot.
So I feel like Monroe felt like she couldn't move a lot because she didn't want to just be like this weird distraction in like everyone's.
No, if I breathed too hard, I would breathe down her neck.
Yeah.
And it would be really weird.
That's exactly where you were placed. So instead you decided just to fall asleep at the table.
I'm sorry.
So that happened.
Great job.
So we're doing.
So we're really making an impression here.
So you got
at this point,
Butterfingers Watkins over here, and then
resting pirate face.
Resting pirate face. I let you two handle one thing. I asked you to go represent our brand and our company and our show at one thing.
Yeah,
and you couldn't manage it.
No, we really couldn't.
Okay.
No, not at all. So we leave.
You're a mess.
And I had parked kind of far away, and Monroe offered to drive me to my car.
Sure.
So we go out there, and Monroe?
Someone hit my car.
No!
And took off.
Oh, no!
Yeah. And they just took off! I was so...
Oh, that sucks.
Dude, and, okay, they hit it bad.
They, like, it wasn't just, like, a little, like, nick. Like, they...
Dang.
Right.
Right?
Girl, what happened to your bumper?
And the parking attendant is just standing there, like, looking on his phone. And I look at him, I'm like, you didn't see anybody hit my car? Like, you would have heard that.
You would hear that. That's a big chunk.
And he's like, no, it didn't happen here. Yes, it did.
It didn't happen anywhere else.
It happened here. They hit my car.
She did. She was pretty cool with the whole thing.
She sounds pretty cool about
it. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I didn't know what to do.
I was like, okay, please let there just be a note. Like, just mm-hmm. if there's a note, then everything's
there
gonna
is
be-
no note. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's just stuff.
Just,
like,
yeah.
It's I know. I just paid it off a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was really looking forward to not having to dump any more money into this car.
Yep.
Oh, that makes it so much more messy.
Right?
Doesn't it, though?
Right.
Yeah. I know.
Girl, you so can I'm drive like, around with that bumper for a while. You're fine.
Just let it be a note. Just let there be a note. And there was. No note. And John's like, let me check under the car. Maybe it blew off.
So I got in my belly, and I started to crawl around thinking that maybe someone put a note.
You are so dedicated.
Expecting the best out of humans.
No.
And was nothing. Very disappointed.
Why, John, what? Would you ever expect the best out of humans?
I don't know. I didn't know what else to do, to be honest with you. I felt powerless. I had already spilled food all over her.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. I had pointed out to everyone that she fell asleep at the table.
Rude.
So right.
Double rude.
No. Okay, but after all that, okay, John's feeling, he just said that he felt really bad.
Yeah.
So we get in the car, and I'm going to, like, drive him to a place, and he's like, Monroe! You really have a problem with your Diet Pepsi. We got to talk about this. I'm like, John.
Oh, and now you're attacking her.
And now I'm lecturing
why
her.
Why can't you just leave people's personal decisions
know.
Alone? Leave her alone.
I look at him and I'm like, John, can we just do one hurdle at a time?
Yeah. That's what she says to me. Like,
can we just focus on one thing at a time?
Because now she's got to get a new bumper. She's got to get new pants because they're all greasy.
Right, exactly.
Old greasy pants Monroe over here.
It was a great night.
So on Monday, we'll start with the whole Diet Coke intervention.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 105 Days of Love. We're doing it right now. Asking you to do a random act of kindness. Monroe, you said yesterday you bought coffee for someone?
Yeah. I went to Starbucks before we went out to dinner.
Yeah.
And that was another thing.
What happened at Starbucks?
Well, no. I did something good for somebody, and then somebody hit my car and took off.
I know.
Anyway.
I know.
That's not the point.
That's not
right?
the point.
That's
no.
not the point. The point is that I was at Starbucks, and I decided to buy the person's coffee behind me, but it was like $2. They just got like a small black coffee.
That's okay. That's cool.
I know,
that's
but
great,
I was,
though.
Are you thinking of mine? I was like, hey, John got the $36 one. I got the $2.
Learned a valuable lesson that day. You know what? I cleaned the cantina. I don't know if you guys could tell, but our break room.
Oh, really?
I picked it all up. Well, there was like food everywhere. There was a.
You mean the our 2 liter of Coke that we left out there?
No, not that. I'm talking about from like there was all this like Chick-fil-A fruit and stuff that was like just spread out upon.
That's nice, Jonathan.
I went and picked that up, and I was like, "Hey, you're welcome, coworkers. 105 days of love."
You're such a dude.
Random act of kindness.
You are such
what a guy.
Why am I such a dude?
You do one thing. It's like my husband. Like he wipes off the counter and he just expects to be
praise me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I clean your 3 toilets every single week.
Will you guys go around and ask our coworkers to write me some kind of thank you note for what I did for them today? I feel like if I don't get acknowledged soon by them, I'd be very upset. All right, since it's Friday, let's play the feud!
Yes!
Yeah!
I love the feud.
Morning show, Family Feud. And today we have tickets for tonight's performance, Cirque du Soleil, Crystal. This is where they do the acrobats on the ice.
That's so cool.
I saw a picture that they posted.
Yeah.
Maverick Center, I think, posted it on Instagram. And, like, they were doing flips and stuff on the ice. It looked really cool.
It's literally the show you see on stage, but now they're on ice skates. It's like, how do we make it more dangerous and exciting?
Yeah.
Put them on ice skates.
Put them on skates.
We could drop them into water. Yeah, that's been done. This time, freeze the water.
Freeze the water.
Give them razor blades on their feet and make them do the same things.
And then fire everywhere.
I hear they actually have a tank of sharks on the outside.
I heard those sharks have flipping lasers on their heads.
Laser sharks?
Laser sharks.
Finally.
I know.
Things
it's
are
about
happening.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you win those tickets? Just guess something on this list. If you get it right, we'll put you in the drawing for tickets to Crystal. I have today the top 10 smells that we hate.
Oh. Ew.
These are not smells we enjoy. They are smells that we hate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Although to each their own.
Yeah.
You might find that
we
some of
these.
We
all have different things.
Yeah. Exactly. No. Yeah, no, completely. No. Monroe, you got in a car accident yesterday, so we'll start with you. Top 10
I did nothing.
I know.
I parked my car. Body odor.
Show me body odor. Yeah. Number one.
You don't like a nice spicy BO?
No.
I like the smell of my brew.
Yeah,
you
would.
Do you ever think about...
You look like you like your own brew.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about what it was like... Back in the day, before they had deodorant, I always think like everybody's like all blown away, like oh, medical technology, blah blah blah. No. Deodorant.
The invention
people.
of deodorant with like aluminum in it. Oh yeah, good stuff.
Oh come on.
I think you just got used to it. I don't think you noticed it anymore. And if you did notice someone, imagine how bad they really did smell.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think deodorant was a great gift.
Body odor is one. Jackson, over to you.
How about fish? Fish is so stinky and gross and horrible. If you microwave fish in a public, in like a shared use microwave, you're
John,
the devil.
You're a monster.
John.
He thinks it's cute. He thinks it's endearing.
It's lean protein, guys.
Shut up.
Show me fish. Fish
is
seriously?
Not,
yeah, fish is
How?
Not on it.
All right.
Well, there's worse smells than fish. Monroe,
we'll see.
Back.
Does a fart count as body odor?
Hold on. Let me see here. Let me see if that's one. No.
It's nothing worse than getting crop dusted. Right? You're just out in public like,
what happened? This text says gasoline.
Oh,
I like this one.
That's
like
a great smell.
I know. No, gasoline's not on here.
That's everyone's like guilty pleasure smell. But I don't know why you're so guilty about it. Everyone does it.
Yeah, it's totally fine. What about skunks? Let me see here.
Another one everyone likes.
I don't know if I enjoy the skunk smell.
I do.
Do you now?
Do
I like
you?
It.
What?
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, I it's a weird smell that I enjoy.
Top 10 smells we hate. Guess one right, and you are in the drawing for tickets to Cirque du Soleil and Crystal for tonight at the Maverick Center. Call us, text us. We need to hear from you right now.
At 844-649-1051.
844-MIXED-1051.
Body odor is the only one that's been guessed on our top 10.
Expired milk.
Expired
sour milk. Ew.
Show me sour milk. Yeah, number two on this list.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wrong.
There's that point where it just, as soon as you open the cap,
you know you're in for it.
It just takes over your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely. You got it right, CJ. You're in the drawing.
Sweet, thanks.
Monroe, you said you got one over there?
Burnt hair.
Oh, That is a terrible smell.
That is the worst smell ever.
Show me burnt hair. Let's go.
Are you serious? No. That's not on there?
Burnt hair is not on this list. No. This text says, what about animal pee? Like cat pee?
I was going to say ammonia.
Yeah, gross.
Ammonia actually was another text we got as well.
Yeah.
But no, neither of those.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong then, because ammonia is the worst smelling thing in the world.
Mac from Ogden says, I don't know if it falls under body odor, but to throw back to the second date update the other day, dirty feet.
Ew.
Wash your feet.
Yeah, dirty feet, not on here.
Scrub those.
You don't need to scrub them, guys. If you stand in the shower, the soap works its way down. You don't need to spend the time on your feet.
You're gross.
I'm just saying, that's how it is.
And I'm just saying, you're gross.
Rotten eggs?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like the sulfur smell?
Yep.
No.
What about a wet dog?
Wet dog?
I don't mind the smell of a wet dog.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
It's gross.
It doesn't bother me.
I think it's better than puppy breath. A lot of people are like, oh, I love puppy breath. I'm like, no, you don't.
You don't find that adorable?
I love
that
puppy breath.
That puppy breath? No.
I love it.
Wet dog? Not on this list, no.
What is on the list then?
I got a bunch of like vomit.
Sewer.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta make sure. Sewer. No, I'm not gonna give you that either.
Is poop one?
Let me see. No, that's not on here either.
Just good old fashioned poop.
Do you want to just hear him?
Yes, please.
Are you saying it's frustrating
this is
today?
It's really hard.
Okay.
It's a hard one.
The top 10 smells we hate. Number 10, cooked cabbage. Have you ever smelled boiled cabbage before?
Broccoli's worse. Yeah.
Like on
that's next what all of Ireland smells like.
Next Saturday, most houses will smell that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait, St. Patrick's Day this Saturday? Next
Sunday.
Saturday. Yeah. Next Sunday. Number 9, damp walls. I don't know.
I've never said,
oh, I hate the smell of a damp wall.
Yeah, these damp walls, why can't they be drier?
You haven't walked into like an old house? I think that's maybe the smell they're talking, like the old
that's
house.
That's mildew. That's different from damp walls.
Number 8, musty clothes. I told you how I ruined my entire, I tried to do laundry. Because I like to do laundry.
You tried.
And I left the clothes in the washer too long.
Uh-huh.
And now, like, all my jeans smell nasty.
Forever smell like mildew.
And I don't want to tell Jen that I ruined all my clothes.
So you just keep wearing them.
So I just keep wearing them. Yeah.
She knows.
You think she's
you
aware?
You wear them around
yeah.
her.
You think she's
she
aware of what I did?
It. Yeah.
Okay. Number 7, we had dirty feet as a text, but dirty socks.
That's the same
That's
as
the
dirty
same
feet.
Should I give that to Mac?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, Mac. You're in the drawing. Number 6, armpits.
That's body odor.
Nah, not everyone. Some people just have like the stinky armpits, but other people just stink from the inside out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
like, that's what I imagine Post Malone smells like. He looks like he stinks from the inside out.
I feel like he's a combination of a few of these smells.
Yeah. A wide array of odors.
Right, exactly. A bouquet, if you will. Number 5 of the top 10 smells we hate, stagnant water. Like if you go to if you're out hiking and all of a sudden you get that smell.
Yeah.
There's usually a few mosquitoes buzzing around.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Number 4 is sweat. I feel like some of these smells.
That's the same as armpits.
I'm just reading.
And body odor. You're going to combine 4 of those.
I didn't write these.
And put in.
Can I have burnt hair back?
Burnt hair didn't know.
Can I have that
all
back,
right. Judges,
please?
Judges will be allowed burnt hair. I'm sorry. Burnt hair is still
the
not.
The judges said no.
It's
I'm
not,
sorry.
I don't want to say no to you.
It's the judges. It's out of John's hands.
Yeah, exactly. I just read the paper.
The fact that you lied in my face.
Number 3 is mold. So you're talking about how like a mildewy.
Yeah, those damp walls.
Damp walls. Number 2 is sour milk. And number 1 of the top 10 smells we hate, it is body odor. Right now, though, Monroe, would you give us a pocket full of sunshine?
Here it is. Okay, so I need to hear about these Good Samaritans.
Okay.
Right now. Okay. People doing the right thing.
Yes.
Like when you hit somebody's car in the parking lot.
Monroe got hit yesterday
while
her car was parked and no one even left a note.
You should leave a note.
Yes.
Saying, hey, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Even if you don't have insurance, you should say, I'm sorry, I don't have insurance. I'm not going to leave you my info. But I'm sorry.
Yeah. At least you want the apology.
You just wanted an apology?
Yeah. Just do the right thing.
Yes.
All right.
Acknowledgement of being in the wrong is what she's saying.
No, I get that. I just don't understand how that makes it that much better.
It would make it a little
better. So tell what would turn your day around then?
Okay, so there's this guy who was walking down the street, ended up finding $6,000 in a garbage can.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty crazy. He was working at Papa John's.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I know, right? He was working at Papa John's. He noticed that the cash was sitting inside the restaurant's dumpster. He said, I immediately brought the matter to the attention of my supervisor. We called the sheriff's office. They realized the money belonged to a local business that had reported that it was missing. So I don't know if an employee had taken it and then got scared and threw it away. But anyways, it was found. And the guy that found it got, because he did a good deed, they presented him with a cash reward.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right?
See a little bit on both sides.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet it wasn't a $6,000 reward.
Well, how can it be? The business needs that money back.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's always crazy to me, like when someone's like, I found a wallet with $100 on it. Can you believe they didn't give me the $100? Well,
they probably needed that for food and rent and
right,
stuff.
Exactly.
Gas.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
yeah.
Bills and whatnot.
It's true.
I get it.
Jackson, let's get to the show, Biz B.
Let's do it. So BuzzFeed posted a list of the 29 items that actors have stolen from TV and movie sets.
Okay.
Because you'd think that, like, you'd get a little memento, a little souvenir.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't just let them have whatever they want.
No. The line producer, they're the budget runner for the show, and they keep every item that they bought accounted for, and they keep it in inventory, and then they warehouse it because they might need it for a different project later. They don't let you take anything.
In fact, with sitcoms, it's kind of fun, but there's certain couches that are used on sitcoms today that were used 20 or 30 years ago in TV sitcoms.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they hang on to every, because they don't want to blow money if they already have the thing in storage somewhere. But you do get away with some things, like Chris Hemsworth has several of Thor's hammers.
Okay. You can't hide one of those as you're taking it.
That's the thing.
How are you going to look at Chris Hemsworth, though, and be like, you can't take that, man. You can't. You're going to have to leave that, dude.
How heavy do you think
that light
prop? Yeah, but it's got to be a little bit, because his muscles, like, do flex when he picks it up.
He's just that good.
You think he's just that good of an actor? He's pantomiming?
Uh-huh.
It's got a little weight to it.
It has weight to it. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying it's like full sledgehammer weight.
I'm saying there's probably a few.
But it's also not like a McLachlan.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Maybe when he needs to twirl it, it's lighter.
Exactly.
But when he needs to lift it up, it's heavier.
It's a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
For the effect.
Right.
He has one of those hammers hanging up in his bed, in his bathroom.
Sure.
Yeah. Super classy Thor-themed bathroom.
No. I'm gonna go use Chris Hemsworth's bathroom.
Kristen Stewart took two rings from the Twilight movies. She took Bella's engagement ring and a mood ring that Bella's mom gave to her.
Oh.
I liked both of those rings.
Yeah. The engagement ring was real good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They really started getting their stuff together when they got married. That's when they were like, I know we're in the final film of this franchise, but maybe now is the time that we need to, like, get it together.
Spend some money.
Yeah, spend a little bit of money. But yeah, Chris Pratt took Star-Lord's jacket from Guardians of the Galaxy. See, I feel like that's such an iconic thing. Like, you should give Chris Pratt.
That's his costume.
Star-Lord's costume.
Those things go to Planet Hollywood's when they reopen up.
when they finally open up again. Well, yeah, and that, it's mostly like those iconic pieces of someone's costume that they took. Like, Daniel Radcliffe has Harry Potter's glasses.
That is cool. That's cool.
You have to.
Yeah, I think he puts those on.
No.
I'll bet he enjoys the company of ladies who want him to keep those glasses on. Would be my guess.
My gosh.
You know what I mean?
So awkward.
Yeah, but if you're Daniel Radcliffe, just keep rolling with it.
Whatever.
Why would you change?
Lean in.
That's right. Jenna Fisher has the hair clip that Pam wore almost every single day in the office. That same hair clip that she wore all the time.
That's funny.
So I just thought that was a cute little list. Gail King, we have some audio from her. So she interviewed R. Kelly, and we've been playing some of the R. Kelly interview. But now Gail King got interviewed about R. Kelly. Here's what she had to say. I'm totally R. Kelly. Listen to me.
I'm Gail King, and I did not enjoy my conversation.
I gave you 30 years of my career. Okay, well, while John figures that out, basically what they were saying is, okay, you need to calm down.
You don't hit it to fix it, John. No, that's not how you fix it.
Continue.
So R. Kelly's girlfriends that came and testified on his behalf in these interviews, they weren't supposed to be, he was not supposed to be anywhere near them. He wasn't supposed to be in the room. because they were afraid that having him there would affect the way that these women answered these questions, these really hard questions about their relationship. And so they were like, get out of here, R. Kelly. And R. Kelly decided to hang out around the corner, crouch down, and go, do you have it?
Here you go.
His team had told us that R. Kelly would not be in the room. After the interview started, he was around the corner behind them. They couldn't see him. But at points during the conversation, he would cough very loudly like that. So they were aware that he was there.
He wanted them to know that he tried to stop the interview backstage a couple times.
Yeah, a couple of times. Laz, who was taking those amazing photos that you've seen, is my makeup artist. R. Kelly came up to him and said, should I stop this interview? Should I stop this interview? He never did. So the girls at some point were certainly aware that he was there. And I just wanted to say, as a mother, get your things. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Even Gail was like, no. Don't go back with him.
Yeah.
I know.
Because what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I think those women were obviously scared and intimidated into doing it in the first place.
Of course.
And so, yeah, it's horrifying. He is a monster.
Yes.
I know. Keep him in jail. Keep him in jail.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the plan anyway. He's not getting out of jail until he pays $161,000 in back child support. I just found out today that he says he's broke and he only has $350,000 left.
He still has property.
Yeah, he could liquidate it.
He's got places. Like, it's fine.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. R. Kelly poor is still richer than I'll ever be.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Being poor for R. Kelly, plus obviously he's hiding some of his money because he doesn't want his wife to get it. Or his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Who was 15 when he married her. And that is the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Jackson.
Just so we're all clear.
All right, you're in charge. You are choosing the news right now. Pick the story that you want to hear. Jackson, what do you got?
This mayor is bad.
Monroe.
Bad.
Why a woman reported a fake murder.
And I've got why we need to stop changing our clocks twice a year. Cash is saying, John, get rid of daylight saving. You got it. I'll do it.
Go. With my own.
Single-handedly.
With my own two hands.
John Watkins is going to take care of that.
I'm going to change this.
Listen, if we all just agree
John,
that come Monday.
What, Jackson?
John can't change the toner in the printer.
What makes you think you'll be able to change an institution?
There will be statues of me everywhere.
Okay.
Just thanking me for changing it.
Sure.
With my bare hands.
With your bare hands?
No, not bare. Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hey, it's Katrina.
Katrina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You want to go ahead and choose the news?
Yes. I want to go with John.
Yeah.
Because he and my dad argue all the time about whether we lose or gain an hour, and it drives me nuts.
Okay, so you know that we are changing on Sunday, right?
I didn't actually remember that it was Sunday.
Okay.
That bothers me.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm here to remind you that we're springing forward, so we're going to lose an hour come Saturday night, Sunday morning. I know.
You might have to say we gained an hour.
Oh, no. Tell your dad he's definitely wrong.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you guys, like, shout him out? Say, Patrick, you're wrong. Because...
Patrick, you are wrong, sir.
Yeah, Patrick.
Wrong.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Katrina. We have one vote for Monroe, two for Jackson. Sorry, John, but thanks for making carpool fun every morning.
All right.
It's like they felt bad for me.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. They should.
Eric here definitely got to go with Jackson today because his tease was hilarious.
Thank you. Even though Monroe's a big old hater.
Love listening to you guys. I hate changing my clocks, especially at the end of spring. So let's hear John's story today. My dad wants Jackson's bad story.
Yeah.
Well, let's just tally up the votes then. And the winner today, with 88% of the votes, John.
Yeah. Get it, buddy.
Thank you, Jackson. All right, so here's the deal. This Sunday, Saturday night into Sunday, we are springing forward. You fall back, you spring forward. So you have daylight saving, and then you have daylight standard, right? Those are the two?
Yeah.
This is daylight saving this time.
We need to stay on daylight saving.
They say that this one where we spring forward, heart attacks and strokes go up 10% within the first 2 weeks.
I believe it.
Because of the stress it puts on your body for losing this hour of sleep.
Yeah.
It really does. And if you have kids.
Makes a huge difference.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You remember a baby?
The baby's the worst.
Oh, because baby doesn't know.
Yeah.
Baby has no idea. You're already getting only 3 hours of sleep per night.
I agree. And you try to sit the baby down and try to explain daylight saving.
Yeah, like, listen, like, baby.
The farmers in the Midwest, they need this. And the baby doesn't understand. Baby doesn't care.
And even the farmers in the Midwest are like, it's fine. You can have it.
I know. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So here are four ways or four reasons why we need to stop doing this. For number one, lives might be saved. The evening rush hour is more dangerous. There's more people on the road. There's a greater chance for alcohol to be in people's bloodstreams. There's kids outside playing. So it'd be better to have daylight light later than have it dark.
We need to stay on daylight saving.
Exactly. It can reduce pedestrians. In fact, a study by Rutgers says that 343 lives could be saved each year if we just stay with daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm.
Crime could decrease. Criminals like the dark.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But a 2013 study found that more light in the evening could reduce crime by up to 20%. It especially helps with juveniles who are more likely to commit crimes after school in the dark early evening hours.
It's not gonna
20% is a lot.
20% is like legit.
That's a lot of crime.
Daylight doesn't stop the Amazon package stealers, though.
No, that's a different thing. Yeah. Neither does my Ring camera. It just catches them on it.
Just
they
like,
just wave to it and move on.
They're like, hi.
I know, like, hi, this does nothing for you. And I'm like,
here's my name and social security number.
Right, yeah.
Good luck.
I'm like, but I'm going to share this with my other neighbors.
Yeah.
And they're like, we've already been to their house, too.
We said hi to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry.
Number three, energy might be saved. When the sun is out later, there's less demand for energy to light, heat homes and businesses.
Sure.
When the sun rises earlier during standard time, a lot of people aren't even awake yet. It's not doing anything for us.
Yeah.
And finally, our sleep would not get messed up twice a year, no matter what time you prefer, daylight standard or daylight saving. Changing the clocks twice a year is bad for our health. It disrupts our sleep. Heart attacks increase. One study even found that it negatively affects our financial markets. So there you go. I'm single-handedly fighting the clock change.
So if you're listening, all of us listening right now, all 12 of us.
Right, yes.
We're going to refuse.
I don't know how we'd make that change, but if we could figure it out, that'd be you guys take care of it from here on.
Oh, okay. What about your bare hands, though?
Nah, I'm done. Fiancé Friday. Monroe, how would you describe Fiancé Friday if someone maybe just found our show today?
Maybe you guys are getting married. Your fiancés, you're going to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that person starts acting funny. Maybe you're a little suspicious. They might be cheating. You need to run them through the old test. That's where Jackson steps in.
I am the test. I'm going to make sure you're not entering into a marriage under false pretenses.
We offer a sensual couples massage to said would-be cheater, and we see who they want to take with them. Today, we're going to help out Darcy. Morning, Darcy.
Good morning.
So tell us all, you're engaged to a man named Kirk, correct?
Yes, that's right. We've been engaged for 4 months.
Okay.
Dating for 7, and our wedding's coming up next month, and we're not living together yet, so we started looking at houses. And I just feel like he's acting really weird about it. Like, I think he'd be excited for us to live together, but he's, you know, just not into it.
Give me a little bit more here. So you're not living together yet. You're engaged. I take it maybe there's, like, the wedding and then, like, moving in, kind of you're hoping it all happens. Like, at the same time, that's kind of the goal here?
Yeah, I'd love that, but, you know, we're running out of time now, and, like, he's missed appointments with our realtor, and, like, when I offer to help him start packing, he gets super weird about it. And I really don't think he's the cheating type, but I don't know how else to explain it, you know?
Is he living with, like, a bunch of buddies and he's just having such a fun time and having a hard time?
Maybe letting go.
Letting go of, like, the bro lifestyle?
No. He lives in his parents' basement.
Oh. Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to leave mom's cooking and laundry doing either.
Right, you got it all right there.
That's good.
Perfect. Is he a super big mama's boy and maybe he's having a hard time leaving mom? Is that it?
Like, he loves his parents, but I don't think that's it.
Okay. All right. We
all like our moms, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're just saying that he's been becoming really weird when it comes to you're trying to talk about the future, like life after the wedding, and for some reason he doesn't seem to be on the same page as you. That's what it comes down to, right?
Basically.
Okay, cool. Well, if you want, then we can do what we do for Fiancé Friday, and we can call up Kirk, and we can offer him that sensual couples massage, and we can just see who he wants to take with him, and if it's you or if it's someone else.
All right.
I'm hoping it's mom. I'm hoping he chooses mom, though.
Oh, take your mom.
Baby, wake up. Baby, wake up. God, I'm waking you up.
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday, trying to help out Darcy. She and Kirk, they're about to get married, and they're also about to move in together. And they've been engaged for about 4 months, and not even really dating a year yet. But the thing is, as they've been looking for these houses, Kirk seems to be not really willing to take the next step with searching for the houses. It always has an excuse. And Darcy says, look, I don't think Kirk is the cheating type, but it's sure weird that he doesn't want to continue on with me. Darcy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we're going to call Kirk, but I just need from you permission to have Kirk on the radio.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Real quick.
Yes.
Is it Kirk or Kurt?
Kirk.
Kirk
with a K.
Okay, just wanted to verify.
Could
you imagine if I called someone and called them by the wrong name? They're like, nope, wrong number.
Click.
Bye. That's so stupid.
That's a fair question. That's a good question to ask ahead
good.
Of time.
I just wanted to verify.
Okay, are you ready, Jackson?
Yeah.
All right, let's call Kirk.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kirk?
This is Kirk.
Hi, Kirk. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Awesome. Hey, man, I won't take up a lot of your time. The reason I'm calling is because I actually want to give you a free massage. How does that sound?
Sounds unlikely.
Yeah, that's fair. I understand why you would assume that. But so we're a new massage parlor in town. We're just trying to get our name out there. We're having a hard time having people come into a place that they're not familiar with. Believe it or not, people have a hard time trusting you when you tell them to come in for a rub down. So we are just giving the product away, and hopefully you'll come in, have a good experience, and then just tell a couple of people about it. I don't even need your credit card information.
All right, let's make an appointment.
Awesome, man. So what I'm offering you is actually our couples massage package. It's a romantic environment. You'd lay side by side with your partner while a team of massage therapists come in and give you pretty much any style massage that you'd like. It's we try to make it very romantic, very sensual. We have essential oils going, candles lit, and then after that, we move you over to our Serenity Room. In the Serenity Room, you and your romantic partner would just spend an hour enjoying each other's company. Is there someone that you'd like to bring with you to that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. All right, I have your name, Kirk, right, with a K?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. And what is the name of the romantic partner you'd like to bring with you?
Darcy.
Hey!
Hey!
All right. Perfect. All right. Hi, Kirk, this is John Monroe. You were just talking to Jackson. We're on the air right now with Mix 105.1. How are you? Hey, if it makes you feel any better, your fiance Darcy is actually here as well. Darcy, you want to say hi?
Hey, Kirk.
What's going on, baby?
Yeah, Darcy, why don't you kind of tell Kirk why you reached out to us?
I feel like you've been acting really weird about us moving in together, and like you don't really want to look at houses. So I thought maybe you were cheating on me or something, and I didn't think so, but I just wanted to know what's going on. Like, don't you want to move in with me?
Yeah, of course I do. What are you talking about, babe?
Well, you know, Kirk, we were talking to Darcy, cool. And it sounds like you've kind of bailed on a few appointments with the realtor, and when she tries to talk about, like, this future of living together, you kind of get weird. And so that's why Darcy was reaching out, you know, it seems like something's going on in your life.
Huh. Okay.
Is there something going on in your life, Kirk? Like, it was like a
Yeah, it sounds mysterious. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing bad going on, you know, like... I'm not having an affair, obviously. He's like, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Kirk's I'm not having an affair. I'm already married. So yeah. In some ways. Like...
So I've got these dolls.
Okay.
I've got my grandmother's disc dolls. They're early 19th century disc dolls. And they're worth a lot of money. And it's an amazing collection.
Own these bisque balls dolls would you consider yourself
now.
A collector of bisque?
I don't consider myself a collector because I'm trying to rehome them right now. I'm trying to get
rehome
the money. I'm trying to sell them for money to help, you know, toward the down payment. But selling them has been challenging, and I got an offer for the whole collection, but they're worth far more.
Can I ask, we're friends. I'm just curious. I don't know much. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the Bisque doll world.
I'm not either.
But what does one get offered when it comes, for a collection?
Yeah, so Bisque porcelain is really rare, and it was, the biggest thing ever for about 25 years in America. And I'd say this whole collection, I was offered $10,000 for the whole collection.
Oh, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, but that sounds like a lot of money, but this is, a piece of history. So it's not really what they're actually worth. I think I can probably get closer to $18,000 because I have a whole trunk of accessories and clothing as well. And the hair is all in great shape. I mean, they're in really beautiful condition. My grandmother took care of them really well. So
your grandma just passed a bunch of dolls down to you?
Totally. When I was a kid, she would show me how to maintain them. You know, brush their hair and change the clothes. And she never had any granddaughters, so I had to do. You know what I mean?
Darcy's still there?
I was just wondering the same thing. Darcy, did you have any clue of Kirk's Bisque doll collection?
No, I had no idea. This is complete news to me.
I was trying to kind of get rid of all this stuff before we moved in together so that we would never, ever have to talk about it.
Fair.
I mean,
if you think I'm cheating on you, I guess it's better for me to tell you about the dolls.
I don't know. I'm debating right now. I'm kind of leaning towards maybe.
Listen, I want to support.
Yeah.
I want to embrace.
Right.
I want to say good for you playing with your dolls.
Right.
But dolls are weird.
I looked them up while Kirk was talking. I mean, these are, they're porcelain dolls with this beautiful hair. And
that's a little scary.
Yeah.
I say, you know what, though? I get why he didn't tell her, because of the same reaction we're giving him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a weird doll guy or whatever.
Right.
When obviously it's just something that he and his grandma did. He's grown out of it, so he's getting rid of his collection.
Right.
But you don't start off by saying, hi, I'm the weird doll guy. I have a friend that collects Sailor Moon toys, and that's the last thing she tells everybody, because she doesn't want to be the Sailor Moon girl to everybody.
I mean, Darcy, can we at least be happy with the fact that, he wasn't cheating? That's the positive, right?
I'm happy. It's surprising, and a little weird, but I'm really glad it's not something worse. And, I mean, if you can sell them, then that would be a really helpful thing for the house.
Okay, so we may have spent the last 3 minutes looking up photos of Bisque dolls.
They are...
They're a little scary.
Listen.
They are creepy.
He knows it. He knows it.
That's why he didn't say anything.
I know.
We pestered him about it.
If Jen owned Bisque dolls, I would slowly move him around the house, closer to the bed each night, just to mess with her. That's how creepy of things these are.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say about it, too.
Yeah.
Because he's a collector,
mm-hmm.
and because he probably got dolls that were, janky, and he fixed them back up.
Right.
That means that this man has a box of doll parts. He has, spare arms and eyes and stuff.
He said he had a trunk.
He says he has a trunk. A trunk.
Scary.
That's
messed up.
Listen,
man.
I'm glad that he at least had the presence of mind to get rid of them before he moved in with her. Because then, had she just opened a box or something in the attic one day, what are all these dolls?
There's a trunk. He's like, don't open that. She's like, what's in the box? Don't open it. What's in the box? You don't want that. This text from Mariah says, heard my first fiance Friday today. Wow. Not what I was expecting. Yeah.
It never is.
Welcome.
Never is.
You started with a real doozy.
Yeah, you did. can we bring up one quick point? I'm going to just play a little clip from Fiancé Friday and see if I want you to, maybe you'll notice what I'm referencing here.
Sounds unlikely.
That's fair. I understand why you would assume that.
Did you hear?
Is that Monroe giggling
in
the background?
Monroe giggling during the phone call from the fake massage parlor that we've created.
Do I need to turn your microphone off when I'm on the phone with somebody?
I forgot. I couldn't help myself. I thought I was involved in the conversation. Just kind
of
like,
you are not in the middle of the fake massage parlor solicit.
Exactly. That is where
Jackson is in character. He works for a massage parlor.
I am no longer a radio host. No. I have transformed. Right, exactly. I am a receptionist. I do yoga.
I thought I got
I
away
eat
with
kale.
It.
It's crazy. My other life is weird.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
I take on that minute for just a moment.
He wrote
time.
A 10-page character analysis to be ready for that role.
I thought I totally got away with this. I'm like, sometimes I didn't say anything.
Sometimes I leave you guys for a while so that I can go get into character.
Yes, exactly.
I'm a real method actor.
Next week, mic goes turned off, right?
Yeah, you gotta.
Sorry, Jackson.
Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
You got it. Taylor Swift is just having real rotten luck with the stalkers lately. Not that you can, I guess, have great luck with stalkers.
Yeah.
But Roger Alvarado was arrested yesterday for attempting to break into Taylor Swift's New York City apartment. He climbed onto a roof and kicked the door in.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Like you do. Immediately, an alarm sounded because, of course, it did. It's Taylor Swift's house.
Yeah.
And her security team swooped in on him, detained him until the police could show up.
Now, wow. And this isn't the first time, is it?
Well, that's the thing. If his name, Roger Alvarado, sounds familiar, this is the same guy who broke into her house last year. And he's like trying to get to her. I'm like, at what point do we put this guy in like jail or a loony bin or on house arrest or something to make sure that Taylor Swift is like safe?
Yeah, he obviously has a problem.
He wants to skin her and wear her skin.
Yeah, he can't help himself. Yeah. So let's put something in his way.
Yeah, let's just put a barrier. Yeah. Barrier here.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe put him on a shock collar.
That's fine.
Ankle monitor. Okay. Anything.
One of those collars that like sprays you in the face.
I'm all right with that too, because let me tell you what doesn't work. The judge saying, hey, stay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You have to stay half a mile away from him or her. It's like it doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm. No. No. I feel bad for her.
I know.
That's terrifying.
Yeah,
I don't know what I would do, honestly, if the same person kept trying to get to me.
You hire the security team that she has.
That's true.
That's what you do.
You get those alarms installed.
And you get a big buff boyfriend like Joe Alwyn.
Okay. He weighs 4 ounces.
So he's smaller than she is.
How absolutely dare right. you. Speaking of Taylor Swift, she did a really great interview in Elle Magazine. Monroe kind of brought up a couple of the stories that she told.
Yeah.
It's an awesome interview, but one that caught my attention was that she said when she was younger, she used Sharpie for eyeliner.
I saw this and I was like,
yeah,
that's genius.
No, what? It's terrible. It's horrible for your skin. She goes on to say, after my teen years and my early 20s of sleeping in my makeup and occasionally using a Sharpie as eyeliner, in parentheses, all caps, do not do that. It felt like I needed to start being nicer to my skin. And then she kind of talks about her skincare routine.
Okay.
We're not getting, that's the boring part. Mm-hmm. So she used to wear a Sharpie for eyeliner, man.
You can't take that off, right?
Eyeliner, no. Eyeliner's really hard to put on. Not that I condone using a Sharpie on your eyes, especially if you're my daughter, Ella.
I feel like, but there's a butt coming.
But.
Good. Just go get the permanent makeup done.
No, that's like a tattoo. What if somebody messes it up? Have you ever seen someone mess up the permanent eyeliner?
I haven't.
It's so bad.
Do they have like raccoon eyes?
Yeah.
They just have to sneeze really bad.
But that's so cute.
Okay, no.
Oh, no.
I love the raccoon.
No, we're not doing the raccoons.
Okay.
With their little raccoon eyes, the little raccoon hands. The Simpsons episodes that are starring Michael Jackson, there are a few of them, are being removed from syndication because of the Leaving Neverland documentary.
Really?
Yeah. So even The Simpsons is like, maybe we should pull these down.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I don't know that they would. I mean, obviously, they kept it through all of his previous allegations.
I guess that's how I feel about a lot of this. That people are like, now we're going to take it down. I felt like everyone already made their.
We knew that these things were kind of happening.
New.
You know, I was talking to some girls in the office the other day about this. Because it was like, this stuff has been always happening, you know? But for whatever reason, we would kind of brush it off. Yeah. Like, oh, but it's Michael Jackson, you know? Like, he's the greatest pop artist of all time. You know, we'd kind of like brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
But now things have shifted so much to where it's like, no, we're not gonna just brush this off.
Right.
This is not right. It's not okay. That's like the whole Bill Cosby thing.
I was just, that's exactly what I was going to bring up. Like, where that, whoever you are, it doesn't give you the right anymore. It doesn't block. Like, at one time, Celebrity gave you the block.
You
got away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't anymore.
No.
Oh, and we talked about it, like, at the Oscars, though, how all of the presenters were new actors. They were new guard actors. They were the Avengers and, like, people who haven't been around forever. They aren't part of the establishment.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with it. They're really just trying to kick the old Hollywood ways out.
Yeah.
Get it out.
I agree.
It's toxic. It's poison. Let's cut it out and not deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that's pretty cool, actually. Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin told Entertainment Weekly that he actually has no idea how Game of Thrones ends.
Has he been just kicked out completely?
Yeah, at this point, he said...
I think he's kicked himself out.
Yeah.
Well, I think they kicked him out, is the thing. Here, it says, quote, "I haven't read the scripts. I haven't been able to visit set because I've been working on the last one that he's been working on forever." He's never going to release it.
I know.
No, I think they're probably like, are they trying to just force him to do it? Like, just finish the book!
I think that he's planning on dying before he releases it. He's doing it intentionally.
This is a 20-year plan.
He's the
world's
thing.
Greatest troll.
That is the worst thing you could ever do.
He says, "I know some of the things that are coming, but there's a lot of minor character arcs that they're coming up with completely on their own. And of course, they passed my story years ago, so there may be some pretty important discrepancies with how the book ends."
I wonder if he's influenced at all by the TV show. Because they've really taken his story and ran, and he hasn't finished his story.
Whatever we need to do to get those books
out. You just want closure.
I do.
I know.
You can't take us down this rabbit hole.
Been too long now.
And not lead me out of it.
I know.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
Jackson, thank you. I just read, it came out on Twitter, that you know how Disney's doing their new stream?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have the entire vault on there.
Well, they have to.
Yeah, but that's always been one of Disney's biggest marketing things is they'll put out a movie for 3 months and then hide it for 20 years.
And then it's, that's true. And then you still have to pay like $25.
Yeah, the entire vault.
That's amazing.
That's ridiculous.
That's cool.
They're not going to do.
How much is this going to cost us a month?
I'm going to give it to them.
$49.99.
Done.
You pay $50 a
absolutely
month.
Absolutely.
I would pay $50. Yeah.
$50 a month for every Disney film for the kids. I mean, that's what we don't watch anything like that stuff anyways right now.
That's fair.
And if I can switch away from watching the same thing over, there's only so much Cupcake and Dino I can watch. And I'm a fan of Cupcake and Dino.
I think it's gonna be closer to like $80.
You think
honestly,
it's gonna be $80?
I do. I think they're gonna
I would argue, but I think they're charging like $150 now for the theme parks. So,
wild.
Hey, Uber just released its annual list of the strangest things people left behind in Ubers last year.
Oh, fun.
For example, like the 2-month-old Chihuahua that was left behind.
No!
What?
Do you think they forgot, or do you think that one was on
purpose? Do you think the Chihuahua, like, wiggled out of his bag? Because you know they kept him in a little purse.
Little purse and just got out?
Yeah, he's 2 months old. He's probably like... the size of a kidney bean, I would assume.
That's how small they are.
That's how small they are.
They are, yeah. A full set of 18-karat gold teeth.
A full set, huh?
Now, did they take them out and place them down beside them, or did it also fall out of said purse?
Whoever was driving was like, there's some candies back there if you want them. And they're like, I got to take out my teeth for these. I don't have them glued down.
What, they had some Werther's back there?
Yeah.
I pictured like somebody killed somebody for their gold teeth and then took an Uber as a getaway. And then accidentally, in their rush to get away, left them behind.
Well, your backstory definitely scares me just a little bit.
Yeah.
How about this one? 2 packs of Italian sausage and a Thanksgiving ham. Maybe they left that behind as a gift, as a thank you.
Unless it was on sausage. Thanksgiving, in which case somebody just didn't have side dishes.
How about the baseball signed by Babe Ruth? Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's worth some money.
Or the full fish tank with fish and water in it.
You just...
What? How? Why do you have a fish tank with fish and water in it?
Why are you transporting that?
Yeah,
like
take
that.
The fish out.
Right, exactly. Just swat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 10 pounds of pulled pork. Again, it's a nice tip. I think it's very appreciative.
10 pounds?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pulled
pork. Yeah.
Nice.
A fish head?
Sure.
What? Well, I don't need this. You can have it.
Why does one in the first, like, the everything else here makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a two-month-old Chihuahua, that's fine. I can see why you would have that, or the Babe Ruth signed baseball. But who's carrying around a fish head? For what purpose does that lead?
For snacks.
No, I don't.
I don't think.
No, you guys.
No.
You don't understand. You carry around a bag of fish heads.
Right.
They're super dense in, like, B vitamins.
Oh, really?
It has all your minerals.
Yeah.
Magnesium.
Oh, I need that.
Omega-3s.
Yeah, so you just shout out on a couple of fish heads.
Can I purchase them at my local fish market? Just ask for a bag of fish heads?
Yeah.
Do you chew them or swallow them whole?
No, you chew them.
Chew them. Well, naturally.
It's all about crunch.
Yeah.
It's all about that texture.
Mm-hmm. Here's one that I would love. A tuxedo for a small dog.
Oh!
Right? Yeah. These are items left behind in Uber last year. A bag of hair along with a brush shaped like a foot.
A bag of
hair. That one's a...
Ooh.
That was...
Yeah. Why do you have a bag of hair?
Again. Jinx, 23 by my 79, you owe me a Coke!
Fine, I'll give you a Coke. You shouldn't have any more. You have plenty. What I was going to say is there are just certain things that you can't carry around or you can't have because it's serial killery.
Yes.
A bag of hair.
Yes.
A set of teeth. A box full of dolls.
Fish heads.
Fish heads.
Yeah.
More acceptable.
I don't think they are.
I think they just got some fish heads. They were going to do some fish broth.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fell out of the bag, man.
If I was carrying a bag of hair with maybe, let's say, 3 or 4 bisque porcelain dolls,
I'd be like, stay away from him, honey.
Don't make eye contact.
I would tell that to myself.
I was like,
no one's even around.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Stay away from him, honey. But I would say it out loud just to remind myself.
Right. I was talking about Disney's streaming service that they're about to launch.
Uh-huh.
Joe in Ogden says Disney's been doing market studies, and they're thinking of starting the streaming service at $19.99
no
a month to compete with Hulu. They just want
to
destroy. They just want to come in and ruin the market. And you know what? I'll give it to them.
Gladly.
Yeah. Here
you go.
Take my money, Disney.
Yeah, but your families, though. I'd rather have Hulu.
Right.
It has adult shows on it.
They're not marketing for you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And you're not a Marvel fan. Like, if you were a Marvel fan, maybe then you would.
Yeah.
But yeah, in no way, like, are you the...
But that's the thing is I don't see it as them coming in and destroying everybody else. I think it's them just coming in and making their own money. You know, I think there's still a big market for Hulu and Netflix.
I'll tell you what's going to happen is Netflix is going to be like, oh, wow, people will pay this much?
Yeah. And I will.
Yeah.
Is the great. I keep telling them.
That's my. Well, stop telling them
that. Whenever they raise prices like a dollar, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I'd pay like $40 a month for your service. I really like your service.
It's like HBO. I mean, HBO costs, what, $30 a month?
I think I pay $19.99.
Yeah.
For your cable HBO?
No, for HBO.
For HBO Go.
It's that much?
Yeah.
It's expensive.
See, it's automatically taken out of my account every month. I don't know how much it is.
Some people, including the band Hanson, everyone mm-hmm. knows the band Hanson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think that their song is being ripped off. You know their song "Mbop,"
mm-hmm. yeah,
by a very other famous song that we all know very well, called "Baby Shark."
Oh no!
And so someone put together a little mashup, and I want you two to tell me whether or not "Baby Shark" is a ripoff of "Mbop." This is Baby Shark, in case you didn't know.
No.
Not yet?
No.
Okay, hold on.
Mommy Shark, do 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 do. Mommy Shark, do 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 do. Mommy Shark, do 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 do. Mommy Shark.
Shark, do 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 do. Daddy Shark, do 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 do.
No.
Same beat?
How many songs have this beat?
There you go.
I don't even think they sound the same.
Sounds like a train wreck, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do.
I feel like Hanson did this. Just so they could, like,
so they get back in the press.
Get back in the press.
They're like, this is what we do, guys. I hear Baby Shark is still hot, which, by the way, I don't know. I mean, it's still out there, but it's not what it was. Hanson, you missed the ball.
Yeah, a year ago is when you needed to do this.
Come on now. Coming up, we got them tickets to RSL's home opener for tomorrow. It's Dean Lewis and Be All Right.
Dean Lewis has been on Sheet Happens all week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the Sheet Happens story on Brendan Urie?
Girl, I don't read them. I
He's
ignore it.
He's a dog person.
Every
like Brendan Urie.
I refuse.
Is a dog person. I was like, oh my God.
He has to be paying them. Like, he has to be.
There's got to be someone who's writing who's just like a huge fan.
Ew.
Brendan Urie poops today.
Never mind that we're playing two of their songs.
Yeah.
And they're good.
And they're good. Listen, I just don't like him. Because of show prep is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
They put too many stories in, and it's always about how he likes being naked. I'm like, I don't care if Brendan Urie likes being naked.
Yeah, it does nothing. Yeah. About to hook you up with tickets to Real Salt Lake, John Monroe and Jackson. I can't believe, Jackson, you didn't do the Nick Jonas story. John
what
Stamos
Nick Jonas story.
Story.
Oh, I saw this on Instagram last night.
Yeah, there is a social media war going on between Nick Jonas and John Stamos. Nick fired the first shot last week. He posted a picture of himself on Instagram wearing a hoodie with John Stamos on it.
Hilarious.
And then he captioned it, "It's your move."
Uh-huh.
And so Mr. Stamos, he responded with a picture of himself sleeping in bed on a pillow with Nick Jonas's photo on it.
But the photo of Nick Jonas is the photo of him wearing the hoodie of John Stamos.
Yes. And he said, quote, "I had the craziest dream last night." And all the Jonas Brothers retweeted John Stamos going like, "Oh, you got it, man."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, it's the cutest thing ever.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
I think it's so cool.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of hanging out, doing their thing. Just a reminder, Daylight Saving is this weekend, so we're springing forward. I didn't realize this, but I've been noticing it on Twitter. I guess that you're supposed to change the battery in your smoke alarm.
Oh, yeah, they say that, because you're supposed to do it every 6 months. And
so during
happens.
The, yeah, so every time change, you're supposed to go around the house and do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Change your air filters.
Yeah, yeah, that style
just
of thing.
Just your six-month routine stuff.
It's too much at once. We have to do one thing at a time.
How is it too much? There
because
is one
we're
thing.
We're already adjusting to losing sleep and all this, and now I got to worry about my smoke alarms filters and my teeth cleaning.
Wait, I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying emotionally.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's overwhelming.
Because of the time change to be able to just replace a battery in the smoke alarm?
It's not just one smoke alarm, okay? And you got to go get the ladder out of the garage, and
you got
to bring it in, and you got to try to not ding your walls.
Right.
And then there's the one battery, and it doesn't work, and then the whole thing just falls off the ceiling, and so then you got to mount it back up.
Then it chirps.
Yes.
No one wants that.
Right?
Yeah. So chirpy.
So Captain Marvel is out today. Monroe went and saw an advanced screening of it.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was okay.
I said it was good. Four out of five stars.
You said, man.
I did not say that.
Like,
I said it was good. Here's the thing. I don't want to be like, oh, it's such a good movie, because then you're going to go watch it and be like, I don't know. I'm going to overhype it. I'm not going to overhype it for you. It's a good show.
Our old movie reviewer, Luke Hickman, mm-hmm. from TheRealPlace.com.
Yeah.
I read his review of it.
And?
He called it lackluster. Said it was one of the worst of the Marvel origin stories.
Really?
Yeah. He said it was okay and entertaining, but he was not like in love with it.
See, that's the thing. It's not an Infinity War.
Right.
But it's still a good, decent show.
Well, something you mentioned when you were given the review is that the soundtrack is packed with female artists from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yes.
So I've got a little compilation right here of those songs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see if you guys can name them. Remember, Monroe, the way it works is have to yell your name to buzz in.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So here we go. Here's song number one.
Jackson.
Monroe.
Yes, Jackson.
That's Barracuda by Heart.
It is Heart, but it is not Barracuda.
Oh, is that not what it's called?
That is another song. Barracuda. This is
You know, Crazy on you.
Gosh. What is wrong with me?
Oh, Kiss Me Deadly.
Kiss Me Deadly.
Monroe.
That's
sorry.
Correct.
Monroe. Kiss Me Deadly.
We played the next one.
We played the next one.
You didn't announce that.
I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. Here is the next one.
Thank
now.
You.
Yeah. Monroe,
Salt and Pepper, What a man.
That is correct.
What a mighty good man. That song raised me.
All right, here's the next one. There might be some leftover of the last one, too. You guys know that one?
I don't know that one.
It's from the band Elastica. It's called Connection. I didn't know that one.
Yes. Yeah. That's right at the tip of my tongue.
All right, here we go. Here's the next one. I'm only happy when
it rains. Monroe!
Yes, Monroe.
TLC Waterfalls!
No. No.
What?
We're not there yet. You went ahead. You went ahead because you just heard the last part. It was just this part here. Connection is made.
I'm only happy when it rains. Garbage.
Yes.
Monroe.
Yes.
Garbage.
Garbage Monroe. Garbage Monroe.
Jackson, I feel like she still doesn't understand how we play this game.
She doesn't get the games.
You guys, listen, I get too excited. You have to understand, I've had two cups of coffee and two Diet Pepsis
then you just
by
yell
9
your,
o'clock in the morning.
You yell your name.
Real quick. Give John a second to like
yeah, exactly.
collect himself.
Right. All right. She already yelled this one too.
Jackson.
Yes, Jackson.
TLC Waterfall.
That is correct.
I already said that.
You did not do it in the right way.
You didn't play it by the rules.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Here's
I'm
the
going
next one.
Home.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Now.
Monroe. Sade.
No. No. That's not correct. It is. You gotta be. That's true.
Oh, what? I don't know who's
saying it. Tony Braxton?
Desiree.
Oh, Desiree. Dang.
Okay, here's the next one.
Monroe.
Dang it.
No
Dang
doubt,
it.
Just a girl.
Jackson, where were you on that
I
one?
I was so close.
All right, and the final one. Hold on, hold on. Everyone just hold on.
I don't know this one.
You don't know that song?
I know the song, but I don't know the. When I wake up, open my makeup.
It's from Hole.
Oh, okay.
It's called Celebrity Skin.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Both of you, though. Decent job.
Yeah, don't give us so much credit here.
Earlier this week, I said to Jackson, hey, man, I really think you need to do the story from The Bachelor last night of Colton jumping the fence. And Jackson was like,
oh,
I don't care about The Bachelor. No one watches that anymore.
Are you ready for this?
Last night at the dinner with all of our listeners and Betty Who and her followers that were there as well, the only thing they wanted to talk about was Colton jumping the fence on The Bachelor.
Dude, I thought he was going to flip the table over when she mentioned it. Did you see Colton jump the fence? And I thought he was just like,
I was like, yes!
I did!
Yes!
I wanted to talk about it all week!
Okay. All right. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember this conversation.
I remember it.
You know why? Because you don't pay attention to me.
I pay attention to you all the time. Yes, I do.
How does it feel, John?
Oh, yeah, John, how does it feel? You don't pay attention to Monroe.
I'm sorry. What was that, Monroe?
Yeah.
I was busy paying attention to Jackson.
Hey, I'm sorry. Listen. I don't remember this conversation. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that whatever I said before was probably right. That no one watches The Bachelor.
It was iconic. He jumped the fence.
Bro, the fence to what?
He left the show. He took his microphone off and jumped the fence. Just bailed.
Away from production?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
That's
and then I
cool.
heard about this other show called, what was it, Real Love? Unreal?
Unreal.
Which seems like, I guess it's, so the producers who used to produce The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
I know this one.
They hated how manipulative it was.
Uh-huh.
So they ended up creating a parody.
A fake one.
To show you like how messed up it is on set.
Oh yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
They're bad.
It's on Hulu. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm planning on catching up on it.
Cool.
This weekend, yeah. All right, I got for you the top 10 healthiest candy bars. Who do you think made this list of a healthy candy bar? I only actually have the top 5 now that I think about it.
How about a Snickers?
Snickers is healthier for you than a protein bar.
I did not realize, yeah, Snickers is number one, and they say that exact thing.
Uh-huh.
Because those protein bars that you get, they're all sugar. There's no real, like, benefit to them.
Yeah.
But at least, like, a Snickers, it has, like, simple carbs for quick energy, and it's got fat in the peanuts.
So their whole Hangry campaign is actually truthful.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah. What else? What else do you think is a healthy candy bar?
Kit Kat.
Yeah, number 3.
Is it?
It's a light, wafery cookie.
Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. Sometimes I don't drink coffee, but I feel like I'd like to dip it in some coffee.
Yeah, it's nice.
And then drink, like I think I would enjoy the process, not the flavor.
You just think.
Well, I don't like
never
the taste
actually
of
done it,
coffee, but. So yeah, it wouldn't really work for me. What else do you think is on this list?
Twix.
Twix, number two. Yeah.
Really?
Another
Why?
Kind of, probably like it's
the
light.
Wafer.
It's wafer. Yeah.
Okay.
Got two more.
Hershey's peanut butter cups.
Close. There are
Hershey's.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
No, but both of the last two are Hershey's.
Oh, Hershey's Kisses.
Nope.
Hershey's Almond.
Hershey's Gold.
Oh, that's the new one. With like
is that with the
pretzel?
It has the pretzel
literally.
In it, too.
Pretzels, yeah.
And then Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
I do love a Hershey's Cookies. I
do
like
you?
White
really?
Chocolate. I love white
yeah,
chocolate.
Yeah, see, I don't.
That sounds terrible.
You are terrible.
You should have talked about him jumping the fence.
I am so over you.
You know, when we were flying to Seattle last weekend, they the like flight attendants came on and they made a big deal that, hey, someone has a serious peanut allergy on board. Like, please don't be that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you brought snacks along with you, leave them in your bag. We're going to cancel. We're going to make sure that, you know, we take everything out that we try to give to you that might have peanuts in it as well.
Sure.
Like, let's all be cool together.
Yeah.
They actually made the announcement twice.
Sure.
Before the plane even took off. Just to remind people, hey, don't take anything out.
No Dude. Peanuts.
Yeah. And as far as I know.
It's crazy. I was out at FanX one time. And there was a woman just standing in line and someone just opened like a Kind bar.
Yeah.
Just within probably like 10 feet of her, wasn't even right next to her. She just caught a whiff of it and went into a seizure.
No kidding.
It was like really scary.
It can get that bad. And so everyone I think was fine and we moved on. But a passenger flying to Australia boarded a Qantas flight in Melbourne. And she told the airline like a few months in advance, like, listen, I am severely allergic to nut allergies. Like I can go into shock. Like,
yeah.
And they actually had paperwork that Qantas agreed not to serve any kind of nut-based product on the flight.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she boarded the plane, and the cabin manager claimed that he didn't have the paperwork.
Like, I don't see anything. Oh, that's not awesome.
And he's like, we're not going to stop serving the nut slices. I guess I don't know what they do, but
so
yeah.
So what did she do?
She stayed, and so like actually airport management came on and was like, hey, you should just not get on this flight. Like, why don't you come off? And she's like, I can't. I guess she had to get home for some important reason.
Uh-huh.
And so she put on a mask and she sat in the airplane bathroom.
No.
For the entire flight.
For the whole flight?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And she actually, even though she was in there with the mask on, she ended up breaking out in like hives. So she didn't go into shock, but she ended up having a reaction because they were just flaunting them around.
Well, and it's all recirculated air.
Yeah.
Like the air you're breathing, somebody else just breathed it.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, that's horrifying.
That's sad.
Yeah. I just hope like the guy who was like, nah, maybe a little more training.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or just like a drop of compassion, just a little bit.
Yeah, she's obviously serious if she's sitting in the bathroom with her mask on.
Throwing a fit like that.
Qantas has just said that, hey, we're going to contact her personally, but outside of that, I know nothing. Did you guys hear how he has asked his fans to stop breaking into his hotel room when he's on tour? Shawn Mendes.
Can you just leave me alone?
Yeah. Can Shawn Mendes let me do what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
This me and his hotel room, this is none of his business.
I feel like when he wrote it, he wrote fans, then in parentheses, he wrote Jackson, Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he had you two in mind.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we're just like, let me live my life, Shawn.
I guess really, though, like if you think about it, it's not like he doesn't have Secret Service, right? Like, there's not someone standing outside his door all night.
No.
There's not hotel security. He's just in a hotel room. You find out what number it is.
He might have personal security, though.
Yeah.
Eh. You think so?
Yeah. I'll bet so.
You think Shawn Mendes has a personal security guard standing?
Jason Momoa has personal security.
They have personal security when they go out in public. They don't usually keep it around 20, like a Taylor Swift security detail.
Sure.
A lot of them don't actually do that. They just hire him for like events when they're going out.
Like to and fro.
Yeah.
Well, if you have such a problem with people breaking into your hotel room, then maybe you need to have one.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'll protect you, big, strong man.
I know, right?
He's just laying in. Shh, 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 shh.
Hey, this is how I protect you.
Right, exactly.
I'm very hands-on.
Challenge accepted.
Are the two of you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
There is a statue at Harvard University that says John Harvard, founder, 1638.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All of that is wrong.
Oh.
John Harvard was a benefactor. He did not. He was not the founder of the college.
Okay.
He just funded it.
Yeah. Also, Harvard was founded in 1636, not 1638.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The statue isn't even of John Harvard. It's of some guy named Sherman Hoare.
What?
We just got this all wrong.
There's not one thing
that's correct.
That's correct about that statue.
And it's on Harvard.
And Harvard University. Harvard.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Harvard and other Ivy League schools is that they're not better than any other school. You just have to pay more for
them. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah, that's it. It's just to prove that you had enough money to go there.
So
that, or maybe someone was so smart that was going to Harvard. They're like, I'm going to put this fake statue of this fake guy in the wrong year.
I just wonder if at one point it had Sherman's name and they're like, you know what, let's take that off. Just put John Harvard on there.
It's just easier.
And then the person writing it didn't realize they were supposed to write benefactor. So they wrote founder because they were at Harvard University.
This is a lot of missteps, and then all I'm saying.
And then the 8 kind of looked like a 6, because you know when you fill it out?
How old is the statue?
Question too many.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if that it was older, then like that was expensive. It's not something you could just remake real quick. You'd have to like really invest some money into it. So you're going to double, triple, quadruple check to make sure that it's right.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you really couldn't, you know, you didn't have insurance. Right? Like contractor's insurance to like ensure that you.
No, you just shoot the
mess
guy.
Up a job.
If he messes it up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
You just shoot a guy.
You just shoot a guy.
Yeah.
That's always their answer.
You shoot John Harvard.
It's a podcast extra in my blood. Podcast extra.
That's a terrible.
What are
terrible
you singing?
It was the version of Shawn Mendes' In My Blood.
You didn't.
It's my podcast. Extra.
He even gave you the lyrics and you
in
couldn't
my
figure
blood.
That one out.
I couldn't figure that one out.
Monroe
I'm sorry.
Got it. You know what, Monroe?
Nope.
Where were you?
Nope.
Yeah, why didn't you
join
in?
I'm not going to
Monroe, where? Try it, Monroe. Wait, you let me real quick. Let's just.
No.
It's a podcast extra.
Monroe. Say it, just real quick.
Just real quick. Just for us.
I don't want to.
Come on. Just for us.
No, because as soon as I do.
What? What's the worst that happens?
She will have lost the battle.
Is that what
and
it
that's
is?
That's the problem.
Is that why?
My goodness.
All right,
the principle.
Let's get to the podcast extras. Go ahead, Jackson.
All right, my story came to us from Fairhaven, Vermont, where a town just elected a new mayor, which wouldn't be anything super exciting for us here in
Every town has a mayor, right?
Every town has a mayor.
You do it like every
why
4 years.
Why would we care about Vermont's mayor? Because Fairhaven just elected a goat. His name is Lincoln.
I'm sorry.
His name is Lincoln. And
Lincoln
he was chosen by residents. Lincoln the goat. He was chosen by residents to be the city's first pet mayor. Though he was running against, are you ready for this? A gerbil named Crystal.
What? Gerbil the Crystal?
They
pretty much handed her that election.
Yeah.
She must have.
They absolutely handed her
They must
election.
Have had some.
Why are you filming me?
I'm not.
It sure looks like you are.
Phone up to
no
me.
One holds a phone like this.
Because I won't want you to see what I'm doing on my phone.
What are you doing?
What are you
on
doing
phone?
On the phone?
It doesn't
right
matter.
Now.
I don't want you to see what I'm doing on
all
my
right
phone.
All right.
Anyway, so he was running against Crystal the gerbil. Crystal lost. And now it's Lincoln the goat. So apparently Fairhaven, Vermont has just really let go of any sort of sanity.
I guess so.
They've all collectively lost it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I think that in 2020, we don't elect a president. We elect an animal. And we let the animal lead us because really, what worse damage could they do than any of our presidents?
I will tell you right now, it's not going to be a goat or a
gerbil.
No.
It's going to be a turkey.
Well, I want
I want a Black Panther.
There you go.
He's just stealthy.
No.
He's just walking the Rose Garden. Like, exactly. Mr. President, we need your background. Yeah.
It was a short press conference.
Yeah, it was.
There were no survivors.
The president ate everybody in attendance and had to be put down.
Right, exactly. All right, Monroe,
the president.
Because he was a Black Panther.
Because he was a Panther.
Yeah, he ate everyone.
I got it.
Okay.
You guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this woman, she called the police to report that her husband had been murdered.
Murder.
In Germany. Dude, we went from Russia to Sweden to Germany. Yeah. Now we're back in Germany here. So she called the cops, said her husband had been murdered. They showed up to the scene, and it turned out her husband was fine. He was there. He was like, no, I'm not murdered. I'm here. I'm good. I'm good. Turned out She claimed that he had been murdered because she thought they would show up faster to help her with the issue that she really had.
And the issue was she was being murdered herself.
There was a car blocking her driveway.
Yeah.
I get it.
Stop it. Right.
No, I get it. Somebody blocked my driveway and I called the police. And if I need, and if they hadn't shown up as quickly, here's the thing though, in Bountiful, Utah, there's nothing going on. So the police are right there.
Yeah.
That car was a creepy car that was parked out
that
in front
of you.
That
was a scary car.
It was creepy. Yeah. Yeah. But they showed up fast, right?
You better believe they did.
She was drunk. You can believe that. She was drunk. She did try to get her car and drive away because they were obviously like, wait, you reported your husband was murdered.
Yeah.
Because there's this car.
That's a false police report.
Yeah. They had to stop her. And now she's facing a large and possible criminal charges.
Ugh.
Large fine.
It's not good at all.
For misusing an emergency number.
I got an extra one about the dumbest things people heard someone say out loud in public. For example, like, it's pretty crazy that Black Friday actually falls on a Friday this year.
Wait, what?
It's the dumbest things people have said out loud in public.
Man, that is embarrassing.
It's pretty crazy that Black Friday fell on a Friday this year.
Oh, man. What is wrong with people?
I'm vegan, but I still eat chicken and turkey.
Yeah.
That's not vegan.
Oh, the internet's slow? Just shake out all the wires. Sometimes information gets caught in there.
Oh, man, everyone's stupid.
What animal is a ham?
It's a ham.
Yeah, a hamster.
It's a hamster.
It's hamsters. They're just overloaded on hormones.
My favorite is someone on a plane who said, I think this is the same cloud we went through on our last flight.
No way.
Oh, this is why we need an elect a panther.
Yeah, Black Panther. Right, yeah, exactly. Black Panther will not tolerate any of this.
No, he wouldn't at
President
all.
Panther.
Right, exactly. We approve this message.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back next week. Bye-bye.